Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Arsalahu bil haqq bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yaday sayyid. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise him. We seek his help. We seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. And whom Allah leaves to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Emma Bauer. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we look around in this dunya these days and we see that everywhere we look it seems to be confusion, particularly in the Muslim ummah, different approaches, different understandings, different tactics. And we ask ourselves, why is this? We all read from the same Mus'haf. We all have the same kalima, La ilaha illallah. Yet, so many different approaches to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we should judge by the Quran. Meaning that whenever we have a question or whenever we need understanding of a particular situation or we need answers, we should turn to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find our answers and the sunnah of his Anbiya, particularly the Khatama Anbiya, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we take this advice and we look and we see that in one ayah in Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna sayakum lashatta, sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, indeed, diverse are the things you run after and seek. Now, when we say diversity in English, it has a connotation of a lot of different pathways, a lot of different things. But if you look up the word diverse, the lexicon of the word, the prefix di means two. That there's only two courses you can take. You can take the course that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you can take the other course, which leads to a lot of tagut, a lot of suffering, but it's still away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's only really two directions, towards Allah and away from Allah. And Allah said this, he said he created everything in pairs. So we start to see that, okay, everybody's not on the same path. Everybody's not struggling to move towards the law, although they all say that they are. So the reality of if they are or not is, how are they moving close to Allah? Because to say I'm a Muslim doesn't automatically mean you're headed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين أصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, in Surah Al-Fatih, that then we caused to inherit the book those who we chosen of our servants. And among them is he who wrongs himself. And among them is he who is in the moderate way or the middle way. And among them is he who is foremost in good deeds, bi-idhnillah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that that is what is the great bounty of Allah. Now, if we, can we move forward, please? If we take these three categories of people in the order that Allah gave them, Allah said, among the believers, among the people who submit to Islam, there are some people who wrong their own souls. Wronging your own soul is not headed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people have a problem. They need to correct themselves. So you see some of that in the world. We see among certain Muslim communities and Muslim ummas around the world, there are people who, by our understanding, are wronging their own souls. They're wronging Islam, they're wronging their own souls, they're wronging whatever, and they're calling it Islam. For instance, people who go to a school and shoot 140, 50 some people, unarmed people, mostly children and teenagers, and say Allahu Akbar while they do it. These people, in my opinion, Allah knows best, are wronging their own souls. And any other thing like that that you see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are people who take the middle course. They do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Sometimes they do what they want to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then there are some people who, by the permission of Allah, are the sabiqun, the foremost in good deeds. Any good deeds, they're always at the front to do it. But you have to be careful. Even there. Are you at the front so the people can see you at the front? Or are you at the front because you want to be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Niyyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deeds are by intention, by your niyyah. So be careful. Alhamdulillah, if you find yourself in the last group, in the sabiqun. But be careful. If you're in the second group, the group that takes the middle course, and the thing is, you don't really know. All you can do is surmise or ask. And if you're in the last group, you need to reform yourself. You need to ask Allah for His tawbah and change the way you do things more in line with what was in line with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the sunnah of doing, but the sunnah of the heart. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam hahuna. And he pointed to his chest. Islam is in the heart. Yeah, it produces other outward signs, but the Islam, the commitment to Islam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasulullah is in the heart. And that's what we should all be striving to achieve. Now, If you read the tafsir on this verse, you will see that there's some difference of opinion, as with most things in Islam, there's always a difference of opinion. And alhamdulillah, this is okay. That it says that the people who are wronging their own souls, that they will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they say la ilaha illallah. And they will be admitted into the Jannah. Allahu alam. Some people may say, no, it can't be. How could those people that did that do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the book, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي سَمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبِدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything belongs to Him, and whether you conceal what you do or reveal it, Allah knows. He'll call you to account. And Allah forgives who He pleases, and He punishes who He pleases. So it has nothing to do with you. You can make a speculation, yes, but you should always say Allah knows best. Because if you get to the Jannah and Saddam Hussein opened the door for you, what are you going to do? You say, I'm not coming in. What's he doing here? No, you're going to go in. And it's not your business why he's there. So these are things that we have to consider. But Allah knows best. And we leave those kinds of things to Allah. But we start to get some understanding from the book of Allah why there is this diversity of approach to Islam among the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in his book, أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ in Surah Al-An'am, وَلِكُلِّ دَرَجَةٌ مِّمَّا آمِلُوا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book in translation, and for all there are degrees from what they have done, and your Lord is not unaware of what they do. So we see that every one of us has degrees, has a degree with Allah. Now, if we take a dunyawi example, example from the life of this world, and we see that if you go to elementary school, you get a little degree when you graduate. You go to middle school, you get another little degree. You go to high school, you get a high school degree, college, so forth and so on. How many people here would stop at kindergarten? Not many. How many people would stop at the elementary school? Not many. Each person is going to strive to get the highest degree that he can in education. Because we've been taught education is what will help you achieve a bigger share of this dunya. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because your part of the dunya is already portioned to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your risk is in the heavens, already written. We know the hadith of Ibn Abbas, where he was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya boy, let me teach you some few words." And he told him, "When you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. When you ask, only ask Allah. If you need help, seek help only from Allah. And if all the people got together to do you some good, they could not do you any good that Allah didn't already write for you. And if they got together to do you some harm, they could not do any harm to you that Allah didn't already write for you, for the pens have been lifted and the pages are dry." So yeah, you can get an education. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't get an education. Yeah, get an education. But know that education that you got, whatever level that it comes to, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because you're so smart. You see, the smartest thing you did was to submit to Allah and thank Him for the level of education that you achieved. And pray to Him and ask Him to give you the guidance and the wherewithal to move closer to Him. Because we don't need any engineers in the gender. We don't need any doctors in the gender. We don't need any PhDs in the gender. You need the gender. The gender doesn't need you. So if you have a PhD, alhamdulillah, or a doctorate or this or that, use it in the correct way of Islam. Use it to move yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the degrees are measured by what? By what you do. So inshallah, we'll speak a little more about this in the second part of the khutbah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولكم ادعوا الله. Can we move forward? It's holiday, their holiday, but we're off. We're crowded today, so if you please move forward. You know, don't be afraid to be close to your brother or sister. You know, this may be the person that comes through the hellfire to get you out. So move close to them and be have love for them. Shukran jazakallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Fatiri samawati wal ardi ja'ili al malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatan mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. Yazidu fil khalqi man yasha'. إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, since our degree of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is determined by what we do, and Allah is aware of what we do, what should we do? We should do what Allah says is good to do. Not what you think is good to do, but what Allah says is good to do. Allah says, وَمِنْ مَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And spend out of what Allah has provided for you. And to be kind with people. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said that Islam is feeding people and giving salams to people, the ones you know and the ones you don't know. How many times, probably happened today, you walk into this masjid and you walk by a brother, you never said salam. You walk by a sister, you never said salam. They never said salam alaikum to you. This is not, hi, how you doing? This is the greeting of the malaika to the people of the Jannah. This is what they say to them. Assalamu alaikum. So when you say that, you're giving the greeting of the Jannah to your brother and your sister. But I see it all the time. Two people, two Muslims in the mosque pass each other, never like, it's like you're not even there. And then you wonder why there's no unity. You wonder why this person and that person can't get along. Because you're not following the sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're too hung up into this life of this world. You're thinking about getting back to your job, or I got to stop at the market and get some food, or my kids got to be picked up from school. I don't, you know, and you don't see your brother, or you don't see your sister, and you pass them by. And you don't know. They may have the same thing on their mind, but they may not. And if they don't, they have an understanding that, wow, you know, I go to the mosque, people don't even, they're not friendly there. I've heard that many times. This is all of our responsibility. If it's possible, you should say assalamu alaikum to everybody before you leave. Shake as many hands as you can. Brothers and sisters, sisters, shake as many sisters' hands, hug them, or whatever you feel is appropriate with that. Let them know that I'm your brother. I'm your sister. I appreciate you. This is what Allah would have us to do to move closer to Him. But we get negligent. Why? What's the biggest problem of the human being in this dunya? Anybody know? What? Well, come on, say it. You raise your hand and say it. You
should. I don't think so.
You're shy. Okay. I'll answer for you. The dunya. That's the biggest problem of the dunya, is the dunya. And this is why Allah said, فَلَتَغُرَّنْ نَكُمُ الْحَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't let the life of this world deceive you. Don't let the life of this world deceive you. Don't let it have you thinking that this is the be-all and the end-all of everything, and everything has to be taken care of here for you. Allah has taken care of everything for the people who let Him take care of it. You want to take care of yourself, Allah, well, go ahead. You're going to come back here. When it all falls down around your head, you're going to go, Ya Allah. So why not do it beforehand? Why not start out with, Ya Allah, help me to do such and such. Oh Allah, thank you for such and such. I don't care what it is. Even if it's the ability to blow your nose, or to open your eye, or to speak to your brother or sister, if Allah doesn't will this to happen and give you permission to do it, you won't do it. You can't do it. But He gave you the permission. He gave you the will, and you still don't do it by your own will. You don't have the time. You're not thinking about it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember Allah's ni'mah upon you, because the insan, he forgets that constantly. The only thing that matters to him is what's on his mind right now. And we have to be careful about these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أَوْزُ بِلَيْهِ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنْ نُكَفِّرَنَّ أَنَّهُمْ سَيَأْتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانَ يَعْمَلُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who believe and do righteous deeds, we will surely remove from them their misdeeds, and we will surely reward them according to the best of what they used to do. Promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do what's good, you do what's right, Allah will remove from you those things you don't do that are right, that are not right. And He will also reward you, not according to the least of what you did, but according to the best of what you did. So it only makes logical sense to do what? To try to do the best deeds you can ever think of. To get the best reward from Allah. Right? Am I right or wrong? Alright, Sahih. So these are things that we have to keep in mind. This is where we are in this dunya. And Allah made it in such a way that it can deceive the one who doesn't use his akal, his sense. Allah says, "Afala taqilun, have you no sense?" He gave you sense so that you can see where you are, and He gave you guidance from the book and the NBA so that you know what to do about where you are, and your constant struggle is to do what Allah said to say, what Allah said to do, and move yourself closer to Allah, inshallah. But if you don't make it a priority, you won't do it. So may Allah help us. May Allah help us to keep His nearness as a priority for ourselves, to make us of those people who are constantly striving to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the good deeds, through the good actions, through the good words, through the patience, through the understanding and the tolerance of other people, and make us what we should be, what Allah said we are, and that's the best of the people. Because we forbid what's wrong and we enjoin what's right. And not only do we forbid and enjoin, we do. We stay away from what's wrong and we do what's right. And if we do what's wrong, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the whole of Islam. Each week you hear someone stand up here and give you a different perspective on it, but there's only one message in Islam. and that's to move yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you'll be a loser. May Allah help us to keep this in remembrance. اللهم اكف للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك انت السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار ربنا وآتنا ما وآتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم